the first Ani Ma'amin that we say is Ani Ma'amin Ba'muna Shleima Shekadosh Baruch Hu Bairi Yamanig V'chala Bruim Hu Levadai Asa Aisa V'yasa V'chala Ma'insa. To Ba'na Shleilam, besides that he made the world, he controls the world. Every tiny iota, whatever happens in this world, for the Rabbim or for the Yachid, everything is controlled by Shgacha Pratis, with individual attention, from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Baal Shem Tov said that if you see a leaf falling off from a tree and it falls down and some leaves fall down with face up and some leaves fall down with face down. Some leaves fall down when the stem points to Mizrach, some leaves fall down when the stem points to Ma'ariv. That is Bashgacha Pratis Min HaShemayim. The moment that the leaf falls down, the moment that it touches the surface of the ground, exactly how it falls, who should step on it, who should sweep it away, when it should be swept away. Everything is Bashgacha Pratis Min HaShemayim. And if somebody doesn't believe in this, Feltein in Emuna, his Emuna isn't Shleima. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes care of this world in a Eifen Nifla Ma'ayit. We can't imagine, it's mind-boggling even to start thinking about it, how every little occurrence of the individual, of the family, of the nation, among nations, what happens to a tiny little egg of a fish which is laid by the banks of a certain river? Which egg should develop into a fish? Which egg should be eaten up before it develops? And everything, the whole history of the fish, everything is Bashgacha Pratis Min HaShemayim. There's a lot to talk about this. But it's behest upon him, it's behest over. We don't see it. We don't understand it. We don't see, everything looks natural. We don't see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's plans. There's one area where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam lets us take a glimpse. He shows us something. Also, not too much, but he shows us something. That area is Shiduchim, Zivugim. The Midrash tells us the story of Queen Cleopatra. And she knew that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is a chacham atik, a meirdik chacham, and she always called him to discuss things with him. And she once asked him, the Midrash says, "What does Rabbeinu Shel Olam do since Briyas HaOlam? He created the world. What does he do?" So he answered her, "He makes shiduchim." The Rabbeinu Shel Olam makes matches bein ish le'ishta. So she says, "I can also do it." So he says, "I challenge you." So She takes 1,000 slaves, 1,000 men slaves, and 1,000 maid slaves, women, and she lines them up in the two rows, one against the other, one towards the other. And she says, each one should marry the woman opposite him. The queen says, so they did it. The next morning, they all come out, you know, and every one has a black eye, another one has a bloody nose, and one has to be given first aid. The result is out. It didn't work. The matches didn't work. So she says, now I see that you're right. The Rabban Yishlerim takes care of Shidduchim. A human being can't do it. Now let's analyze that. What pshat that she said, since Briyas HaOlam, what does Rabban Yishlerim do? So he says he makes Shidduchim. What's pshat in that? He does everything. But she was a Goya, a Shiksa. And she said, all right, true. I believe that Rabban Yishlerim made the world. But then he left it over. It's made already. What happened to the one that made this tape recorder? Tape recorder is made already. He went to Florida or whatever. Or he's in prison. He killed somebody like the Menugas today. But the tape recorder, black tape recorder. So she thought, Rabbi Shem made the world like he made this tape recorder. Goodbye, world. All right. Function. No. So she said, since Rabbi Shem made this world, what does he do anymore? There's nothing to do. So he said, I'll show you a certain area where you're going to have to be made that the Rabban Yishlerim takes care. Because everything else is b'hastara, b'hastar panim. You don't see it. You don't see the Ashgacha Pratis of the Rabban Yishlerim. But by Shidduchim, you do see it. You're young boys, you're going to find out. Everyone who does a Shidduch has a story to tell how be'oifen nifla his shidduch came to be. It didn't come like when you go to buy a car, you go into the store, you buy a car, you go into the store, you buy a house, place, whatever. It doesn't work that way. It's with nifla'is. You see that Rabban Yishlerim steered two people to come together, ba'ifin nifla, with ma'ayra'is, with episodes that are pliyais. That's how Shidduchim are made. By Shidduchim, the Rabban Yishlerim, for a moment, shows himself. I am the one who controls the world. And the evidence is by a Shidduch. So from there, be makish, make a hekesh for everything else in the world. I control. Generally, yeah. Rabbi Anke Vemden, you heard of him, one of the biggest achreinim in the past 200 or 300 years. The Meir Ktzia, the Shaul Zetshuvas Meir Ktzia, and he wrote a Rabbi Yanke Vemden Seder, which is for Balabatim, wrote a Sefer, Migdal Ois, and in there he writes that Shatchen is Rosh HaTeivas Sheker Teivei or Kesef Noitel. Sheker Teivei, he says Shkarim, Kesef Noitel, and it takes money. One of the worser midas is Litzanus. All these Sfarim warn us about Litzanus. The Psukim warn us about Litzanus. Al tislaitz etzu, the Navi says, don't make Litzanus, because it's going to have very bad repercussions. Don't make Litzanus. Litzanus is the opposite of Emunah. I discussed it at length last year. Emunah pashtus, tmimus. Tamim tirim shem alekecha. The Rabbi Yankov Emden certainly wouldn't make Litzanus. So why did he say that? And more than that, why did he write this into the Sefer? It's a Sefer of Torah. In the middle of the Sefer, so it's Bittul Torah, Litzanus, Shekadai v'kasef noita. A joke. The Li'aylam, the way I explained now, Shiduchim is only from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He takes care of everything. The Rav Zalva Lebriska said that by a Shidduch, you know, the purpose of the Shatchin and the investigation and the exploration and the meeting and everything else is only for the nerves. Because the Rabbeinu Shleilam does anything, everything anyway. For the Nerven, that's it. There's a very interesting piece of Torah from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher, the Tzemach Tzedek. He was a grandchild of the Tanya. He writes that Shidduch is a Dovah Nizgav Ma'ayid, a very high Inyan. It's himmlish. Even the Malach doesn't know. Because the Gemara says that Abam Yain Kaidim Yitzirus Avlad, a Baskel goes out and says, Bas Pliny Le Pliny. But from Chazal we know more than that. That the Malach says, Bas Pliny Le Pliny, so we tell him, no, you were wrong. Then he says, it tries again, until he hits it on the head. But even the Malach doesn't know. It's a high Indian, just like Malchus Beis David. Shmuel HaNavi knew everything, but not Malchus Beis David. When the Rabbeinu Shradim goes, tells him to go to Yishai and be Meisheich and anoint one of his children for the king, he took the oldest son, that's the Mashiach, that's the Gesalbte. The Rebbe says, "Atabit al Mareyu, don't give attention how he looks. I don't want him." He tried the next son, until he tried all his sons. The Rebbe says, "I didn't mean him." So he asks Yishai, "Do you have any other son?" So he says, "Yeah, I have a son. I chalt nish for him. He's nothing. He's taking care of the sheep. His name is David." So he says, "I want him." He brings David. So Rabbi Shah says, "This is the Mashiach. This is the Gesalbte, the Anointed One." And he spilled the Shemana Mishra on him. Shidduch is a davar nistar ma'ayid. Davar nistar ma'ayid. I'm not up to date. I believe about 6 billion people in the world, and out of these, so 3 billion Mesam are Nikaibis. So 3 billion are Mesam Zacharim, more or less. So out of the three, anyone who does a Shidduch takes one of the 3 billion in the world, and this is what the Rabbeinu Shlomo sent his way. And dafke one. Sometimes a person can lose his shidduch through a virus, especially through begam abris na zolche zachen. If he doesn't do tshuva, he might lose his shidduch. But generally, people do get the shidduch. And so the everything is controlled by the Rabbanei Shalom. So the Tzemach Tzedek said that to bring down the Shidduch all the way down into this world, into Olam Hazeh, is to drag down the big Kedusha into this Chayshach Dikah world. What you need something to bring some Gashmias into that Shidduch. It's so heilig. So therefore, the derech is, it's usually that way, that by every Shidduch there is a lie. The Shatran says a lie. And because of that, he urges somebody and persuades him into a certain Shidduch. If that person would have known that lie, he wouldn't have gone into it. So because it's a sheker, and sheker adach falsh, sheker is b'mitvah sheker tirchok, the Rebbe hates sheker. Hashem elokim emes. So by every avera, the Rebbe says, don't do the avera. By sheker, it's not enough not to do the avera. Go away from it. M'dvah sheker tirchok, the pasuk says. So they say a sheker, somebody tells him a lie, and because of that he goes into the shidduch, and after the chasna he finds out. Rebbe Shah should help. You should all have a good knife. And every nobody finds the shidduch after the marriage as he thought it was before. It's a surprise. The Rebbe Shah should help all of you. We should have good surprises when the time comes. Al kapanim. So that's why you need the shekel. Otherwise, it wouldn't go. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek says. Eigentlich, there's halachas in the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshu Mishpat that you're supposed to pay a shatchan. And if you don't pay a shatchan, it's gezeila. And there are many mindsets that I know of, and that I read about, and that I know of personally, where there was no shalom bayis. So they came to a tzaddik, and they asked the tzaddik, what can we do? So the tzaddik asks, did you pay the shatchan? People try to, after the shidduch, well, you didn't. I knew it without you. You're not a real shidduch. I could have done it without you. So, if they pay the shatchan, the shalom bayis returns. So, it's a chiyuv to pay the shatchan. Why? Because he did you a service. You have to pay for the service. Why should you pay? The Rebbe Shah makes shidduchim. Why should you pay? Well, vice tais, that the answer is, you don't pay him for making the shidduch. You pay him for saying the lie. The Rebbe shall do everything for you to make your shidduch, but he won't say a lie for you. You need somebody to say a lie. First of all, you pay the shatchan. So now we come back to Rabbi Yankov Emden. Rabbi Yankov Emden didn't say a litzanis. He said shatchan is sheker doiver kesef noitel. Rashatavis. In other words, why should you pay the shatchan? Teretz is for saying the lie. Sheker daiva, because he says sheker kesef naita. He can take the money. After all, he did a service. He did a service, like for fixing your sink. It's a service. Yeah. So it says, Lule Hashem is Rasali. A shatchan, he's vicious. Not all shatchanim, but pretty many shatchanim, they're vicious. They know they can take $2,000 from each tzad. Sometimes they ask for more. And sometimes you give them less. And so he goes with determination. He's going to feel durch this shidduch. And the shatchan doesn't get you into trouble. But Rabban Yisraelim takes care of you. A shidduch is called an ezer. Ezer k'negdei. So the pasuk says, Luli Hashem is Rasali. If not Rabbi Nishal Adam would have been my Ezer to help me in the Shidduch. Kemat Shachna Duma Nafshi, I would have been doomed. I would have gone to doom at a Malach of Misa. But Rebish is my Ezra Sali. It says in the Medrash that when the Yankov Avinu went to Haran to get a Shidduch, he said a capital, Shir Malis, Ezra Mayani Yavi Ezra Miyam Hashem. It says in Sfarim, when somebody's looking for a Shidduch, remember when the time comes, you should say it. So in Shmanesre, before you step out to Isis Shalem, you should say this capital and ask Ezra Miyam Hashem. So the Pasuk says, Luli Hashem, Ezra Salif, not Rebisha gives him a Yezra, Kemat Shachna Duma Nafshi. Kemat Shachna Duma Nafshi is Rashatai V'Shatchan. If I would have relied on that Shatchan, who knows what would have happened with me. But Rebisha takes care of me. But don't be scared. In the Parsha, we find that Eliezer was sent to find a Shidduch. This Parsha is the Parsha of Shidduch. There's a minhag by the Sfardim that when there's a chassan in the shul, they take out two Sefer Torahs. In one Sefer Torah, they read the Seder of the week, and the second Sefer Torah, they elaine. In the second Sefer Torah, they elaine the parasha of the Avram Zakim Baba Yamin, and they read the whole parasha of Shidduchim, how the Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka came to be. Because in that parasha, there's the Seidus and the Ashpais and the Brachis of a Shidduch. The Shidduch which is described by the Torah Gedosha in detail. So, from this parsha, we should learn now how to do a shidduch. This parsha teaches us how to do a shidduch. Kodem kol. Well, you're young boys. This should be told to you several years from now. But I don't know if there will be somebody around several years from now that will tell it to you. So I'm saying it now. That you should medav tzugein datzu, you have to approach it be gedusha, the tahara, and be careful. Chas v'sharam, don't be nichshu on a virus or during before bechlau in all your boyhood in your young years, because chas v'sharam through that you make it more difficult that the shidduch should come your way. And there's a minhag today that you meet 10 times, 12 times, 15 times, 40 times. It's not necessary. The Gemara says that. You should see her. So you see her once and fanatic. But I'm not telling you that you should see her once. Don't quote me. I didn't say that. Because it'll be all the tzanis, and because it's against the minig America. But you don't have to see 40 times that. You could say my name. You see enough that, because you won't find out too much from seeing anyway. You won't find out too much from seeing. Because you have to be baidik, that midas toivos, nazolcha zachen, and that you can't find out from meeting. But the inyan is, in this week's Sadra, Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, he was a German tzaddik. He wasn't a yid with a shtreimer on a white socks. A German Yid, or a German Rabbiner writes in his Sefer on the Chumash, look how Yidin do a Shidduch. The father sends Eliezer to get Rivka, and that's the Yitzchak Shidduch. That's Yitzchak Shidduch. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, Zechayna Levracha, told us how he did a Shidduch, how he married his Rebbetzin. He was his father was a Rav, and his the Meduberes, the one who was talked, the daughter of a big Rav, a man of yeshiva, and the mother went and saw the Meduberes, and she came back with a good report, But the Gemara says, "Leilam la yekachisha achi yerena." Darfn dar das mekayim zayin. So they made up in between the two towns where they lived. There was a third town, and they're going to meet in the house of the Rav in between. So he comes there, and he sits down, and he starts being mefalpul, a pilpul with the Rav, and for the Rambam in her. Then she comes in with a tray of coffee and cake, puts down the tray on the table. He gives a glance and says, "Adank," and she answers, "Bitte," which means "you're welcome," and she walks out, and that's as much as he saw of her in Toda Chuppah. That's how Litvakas used to do a Shidduch. I'm not speaking about Ungarische to Polische, Chassidim, Belzer to Satmerer or Dagero. I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about a Litvak. That's how Emes Yiddish Litvakas used to do a Shidduch. Today, if somebody will say that, all right, you say the rest. But that's how Yidden used to do, and there was much less Gitin than today, much less Gitin, much more Shalom Bayis than today. So you see that in this week's parasha, that's how the Reb Shamshon Farhirsch points out. That's how a Shidduch should be made. I'm telling this to you. You should know how falsh, how nish Yiddish the American culture is. That's how it is. I'm talking to the wall, but at least you should know that there has to be a gevul. There has to be a gevul. So in this week's sedra, Eliezer was the first shatran, and he negotiated and made the whole shidduch, and he brought back a fata kekala for Yitzchak. So. His name is Eliezer. His name is Eliezer. Everybody has the purpose of his coming in this world in his name. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Badik Bishma. Rabbi Meir was Baitik and Shemus. By hearing a person's name, he knew what this person is. We're going to talk more about it, Be'ezer Hashem, yet this is man. So, Rabbi Meir Badik Bishma, he is being that the most important thing that Eliezer accomplished in his life, being a servant to Avraham Avinu, was the Shidduch that he did for Yitzchak. And there's a whole parsha about it. In the whole parsha, we don't have once Eliezer's name mentioned. Gewalt. Why is he called Eliezer? Because he came in this world, that was a Zikr Shlichus, to do Shidduchim. Eliezer. My Ezer comes to me. Ezra Miyam Hashem. And Rabbeinu Shlomo makes the Ezer. That's why he's his name. Why in Vayomer Avraham or Avitoi Zikan Beisai Hamayisha B'chal Asher Lai? And it doesn't mention his name. And then it says, Ha'ish, 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 and sometimes Ha'eved, 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 Eved Avraham Anoichi. Doesn't mention his name. Why not? Well, the reason why a Shidduch can't be done without a ligon, without any shekel, is because there's a kitrug. You gotta throw something to the sun. So there's a ninyan. We're not allowed to do it. But what the Torah tells us to do it, we do it. The sun is a mekatrek. He always likes to spoil things for us. The sun is called a kelev. When you're eating a dot in a fine suda, and I mean among goyim, when people eat a fine suda, and there's a kelev there and he wants to jump on the table and eat also. What do you do? You throw him a bone. So you have menucha. Sometimes you have to throw him a bone. But we're not allowed. Because it's avodah zarah. He's tumah. He's avodah zarah. He's the malach hamavos. He's the yetzer hara. He's the satan. So, but when the Torah tells us, we do it. A very classical oifen where the Torah tells us to do it is by Yom Kippur. You bring a carb. You bring the carbon to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You bring two seirim. One goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, his blood, Soyer Echad Lashem, V'Soyer Echad L'Azazayim. And one Soyer goes to Azazayim, to the Kelev. And you take him al Eretz Gezeira, and it's for the certain. And the Zayah, sometimes, where the Halacha and the Halacha is so, We do it by very important mitzvahs, where the satan won't let us do it unless we give him something. It's a beispiel by the tefillin. Tefillin is a mighty mitzvah. And you have to be very, very medactic in tefillin. You should have kosher at tefillin. The whole atzlacha vayid is in this tefillin. Huksha tefillin l'chala taira kula, the Gemara says in Kedushin. It brings the Kedusha and the Emuna into a Yid. So you have to have kosher tefillin and put on tefillin with kavana, because that's the yesaidus of Emuna. In tefillin you have achdus Hashem, the Emuna that Reibish says yachad miyachad. It says over there Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and you have there Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the yesaid of Emuna. That's a mitzvah of Emuna. And wear it b'kedusha. Put on tefillin b'kedusha. And not be masir das from the tefillin. And be careful if you are machshavis while you're wearing the tefillin. Al kapanim, being that the tefillin is such a big, big mitzvah, so the satan is jealous and he wants to hurt us when we put on tefillin. So we have to throw him something. Give him a b'sashtik u'chaylik in the mitzvah. So what do we do? If you notice, on the right side of the tefillin, the tefillin, the shalrash has four batim, and the bayis is divided into four compartments. So from the right one, there's few hairs coming out. You probably know it, and if you're not, inspect your tefillin tomorrow morning. There's two or three tiny little hairs sticking out. These hairs come from a goat, a seyel. It's we give him his chaylik in the tefillin, just like the seyel azazel, just like the soyel azazel. Not the mitzvahs, we also do such things, but a very big mitzvahs. And that's my machrayim also. It's a very big mitzvah to the food that a person eats. We are so not accustomed to do things the way Yidden really should do it. When a person eats, he's giving himself life. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives in kaiches into the food for his life. So he has to be careful. It should be chayim shel teira, chayim shel bracha, chayim sheyesh bam yiras shemayim, yiras chayt. So he should be careful when he eats. There's so many mitzvahs worth eating in the food that we eat, especially in Eretz Yisrael. There's so many mitzvahs in the food that we eat, trumais and mainzres and chalas, and even chutz la'aretz, or the dinim. There's something like 11 mitzvahs and then when the bread comes to us already, it needs matilas yadayim, you make a bracha, and then you dip the hamaitzi in salt three times Hashem Havaya, melach is b'gematria three times Hashem Havaya, and then you make a bracha with kavana. 10 words are on Amaitzi Lechem in the Eretz, Knekedi Asara Mamaris, Shebem Nivra Eilam. And you eat Rishayim Shemayim, and you have to bench, and Birchas Hamazon is a Medaraisa, V'chalta, V'svata, V'rachta. So we have to, when we eat the Suda, there are so many mitzvahs involved, the Satan can get jealous and be mazik us in some way, V'chaz V'shalim be machshel us in some way. So we throw him something. That's the Mayim Achrayim. As I state in Sfarim. Al Kapanim, by a general shidduch, we have to throw something to him. So what does a Satan get from a general shidduch that he shouldn't be mekatrik? The Gemara says, "Lekik suva d'lai rambu b'tegra." So what do we give him? We give him the sheker of the shatchan. He gets his he enjoys it. That's his food, the sheker. That's what the sitracha is nourished upon, and sheker, and falsehood. We give him that. The shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka was so heilig, so kaidish kedoshim, the Satan couldn't do nothing there. So, by this only shidduch, you didn't have to say a lie. The Satan can't do nothing. It was kaidish kedoshim from the beginning to the seif. And the shidduch doesn't need you should be megashim. It should come into olam hazeh. You don't need no line. So Eliezer said in this week's sedra when he made the shidduch, "V'avarech es Hashem asher imchani b'derech emes." I went through emes. He didn't lie. He didn't tell psuel or lovan anything wrong about the shidduch. He told them the complete truth. Chani b'derech emes. Being that it was emes, you don't need the shatchan. He was just a shliach for Avraham Avinu, but not as a shatchan. The Rabban Yisraelim does this without the shatchan, so his name isn't mentioned here. He's not a shatchan. But we know that the shayresh avod shatchanim is Eliezer. Keili Eizer, the Rabban Yisraelim gives me my shidduch. So the whole parasha. The whole parsha is a parsha of Ashgacha Pratis. And you see so many in Yanim in the parsha where Eliezer thanks the Rabban Yishloilem v'ekot v'shtachve v'avorech. It's a very touching parsha. I know from my experience, sometimes when I'm out of Sadr, this parsha, I line it with Chumash and Rash and the parsha, sometimes tears come into my eyes. It's such a touching parsha, the way Eliezer was mishtapeyach, with mishtapchis hanefesh, was mispalei to the Rabban Yishloilem, hakrina lefonai, please make it happen. And then afterwards, he thanks the Rabban Yishloilem, v'eket v'shtach v'lat Hashem. This parsha told you something. A tzaddik like Avraham Avinu had to marry off his son, a tzaddik like Yitzchak, to a tzaddikus like Rivka, and you have to be misfaller. Koshkin, how much do we have to be misfaller? And who knows how much we have to be misfaller? Sometimes you have to be misfaller over and over again. Tefillah always helps. But sometimes you need more tefillah. So the Medrash says, "Kavi al Hashem, be mispalu to the Rabban Yisraelim." And if you see that your tefillah isn't answered, chazak, don't be discouraged. Chazak, bizach mechazik, v'yamis lebecha, v'kavi al Hashem, and daven again. Keep on davening. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. So we know, Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu needed 516 tefillahs to go into Eretz Yisrael. If he would have davened 516 tefillahs, he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. And it would have been the Zman HaTikun, no Churban, no nothing. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs, and Chazal tell us, "V'aschanan al Hashem, was chanan is the gematria 515. He davened 515 tefillahs. If he would have davened one more tefillah, he would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael. He would have broke the gzeira. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo begged Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu listens. Vayomer Eilei Hashem, Al Taisef Daber Eilei Badaver Hazeh. Please don't daven another tefillah. Because if you do daven another tefillah, you're going to break the mechitza. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo's ratzon was that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't daven another tefillah. He shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of the Dayan HaMidbar. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu was Nigbar in the Midbar, so when by Trias HaMeisim, he's going to take along all the Meisim Midbar and take them to Eretz Yisrael. So we see an interesting thing. For a certain thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was such a big tzaddik. And still, to go into Eretz Yisrael, one tefillah wasn't enough. 515 tefillahs weren't enough. You needed 516. And if Rabbeinu Shlomo knew that it's for the good reason for the Yidden that he shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbeinu Shlomo told him, please don't have another tefillah. We sometimes need a lot of tefillahs. We have to accumulate a lot of tefillahs. So who knows? Maybe you should start davening an hour already. And start saying when you finish Shemoneh Esrei, before Yehud Arad, say this capital. The Bnei Yisrael says that this capital is mesugal, that to help you get a good shidduch. To say the capital that Yankov Avinu said when he went to get a shidduch. The capital in Tehillim, Shalom Aleichem, says Ayna Elor Man Yevi Ezri, and say with Betochen Ezri Miyem Hashem Oisei Shemayim VeEretz. And you shouldn't have the shalom falarain. Are you not a mitra galera? Yonim shemerecha. And Rabbish has a shame in Israel. Hashem ishmach, and a kalra, yeshmas nafshecha. Rabbish should help. So you can already start with that. Who knows how many tefillahs you need? there are 355 on the average, together with Nibriel, there's 365 days a year. And you can say that 3 times a day. On the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov 4 times a day. And on Yom Kippur, 5 times a day. Because Yom Kippur is 5 tefillahs. So you have a chance. And the Yikazach is to be Erlach, to be clean, to be pure in your Machshava and your Dibber and your Mainse. And don't have a Shalom be Nichshel in these Nyanim. Because these Nyanim, Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Hamachshava, Shmiras Hayadayim, Shmiras Bris Kodesh, these Nyanim, if you're shomer on that, you have much more schusim that the Rebbe should help you. Because this is the atzlacha of a person. A good shidduch can make a person, a chas v'shalom break a person. Medav zeyam mispalo zayin on that. And you see, Lavan wanted to be Meyakiv, and Lavan couldn't be Meyakiv. Lavan couldn't be Meyakiv. You see, Lavan wanted, Psuel wanted to kill Eliezer. He put poison into his food, and then he wanted to take away his money. So the Rebishter made a nurse and the Malach came and exchanged the dishes, and Psuel died the next overnight. He was poisoned by his own poison, like the Midrashim say. Like I think Rashi brings it in Chumash. Rashi brings it, yeah. And the Rebishter tachting gave that no one should harm, no one should get into the way. Eliezer, after they said okay, so he says umigdanais, he took out the clothing and the zav and the kasef and gave to Rivka, gave a wedding present umigdanais nasan liyachia uliyina, and he gave migdanais nash, Mikvanis means nash. Rashi says macholim toivim, meaning a garden that he brought from Eretz Yisrael. Nosam lechi olim, I gave to the brother and to the mother. Why didn't he give to psuel? And after that, they ate, and the dishes were exchanged, and the next morning psuel was dead. So v'yemer lechi aviyim. But why didn't he give any Migdonis to Psuel? It's a davar pelo. Migdonis nasan lechiyu v'yima. Now the Teretz says, Eliezer had the Ruach HaKodesh, of course. He was at Odom Gadol Mi'od. It says, Avdei Zekan Beisai, so he was a Zokna v'yayishiv v'yeshiva. He was a Rosh Hashiva, Eliezer. And that's why it was called Damascus Eliezer. So Chazal say Shadoilo Mashkim Teiras Rabbi Alachayim. He uses the over Avram Avinu's Shiurim to the Ayin. So he was a great man, and he had Ruach HaKodesh. And you see the tefillos that he said. So why didn't he give Migdonos to Besuel also? And I suppose Besuel was very offended. No. He was smart. Eliezer knew Baruch HaKodesh that Psuel wants to poison him. So what would have... And he knew that the Malach exchanged it. Vayusam lefanav lechayel. Vayusam lefanav lechayel. Vayusam, he gave him some. And the Malach exchanged it. Eliezer knew what was going on. So Eliezer gave Nash, he gave the delicacies to Lavan and to the mother, but not to Psuel. Because if he would have given to Psuel, and the next morning Psuel would have died, they would have said Eliezer poisoned Psuel. They would have blamed him, and they would have put into prison or worse, and they would have taken away his money. Eliezer was careful. I'm not giving you any excuse to put a chshad on me. I'm not poisoning Psuel. Psuel poisoned himself. I didn't give him any Migdonis to eat. He had no food which came from me. Achi Eliyim, he gave. But but after that, at night, they say to him, take. The next morning, already they said no. Teisha v'narim anu, yamim ayosayon, let us stay. Don't rush. Let us stay here. They changed their mind because they saw the big kayach of Eliezer. So Koshkin, who was Avraham. And they were Rishayim Gemurim. Lavan was a Rasha Gemagamo. You know who Lavan was? He was Bilam. Targum Yonason says it two times in Chumash, in Parshas Balak. El Bilam ben Psayo Psayre. So Targum Yonason says El Bilam ben Psayo hu Lavan. That's Lavan. And another time, when in Parshas Matis, when Pinchas killed Bilam, so the Targum Yonason says that Pinchas told Bilam, "I know who you are. You're Lavan." And the Medrash says that. And Targum Yonason from Rabbi Yonason ben Azil says that. So he was a Rasha Merusha. Bilam was always out to Chas v'Shalom be Machshel v'Yid and make tzaras for the Yid. So when Bilam saw that Eliezer is such a tzaddik and Rabisha made such nisim with him, and he was so careful that he didn't give any migdanis to Psuel, so he was afraid. But look to me, Rivka, my sister, is getting married in such a tzaddik's house. Oh, they're going to be, and Bilam can't stand when Yidin are tzaddikim. So Lavan changed his mind. So Eliezer told him, watch out, Lavan. You know the form you're playing? He says, Al tiyachru reisi. Don't make me wait. V'ashem mitzliach darki. The Rebbe was mitzliach my way. You know what I mean. You think I don't know why Psuel died? He wanted to poison me? So you see that Hashem is Sliach Darki. The Rebbe Shter is Masliach. Don't get in my way, love. And you're going to get the same Shvatz and stuff that your father Psuel got if you're going to hinder me. So Lovin got scared. And then Lovin wanted to get even on him. He remembered this. And he wanted to get even at least on Yitzchak's child. And the Mies Hashem, Rebbe should help Mashiach should come before, when Parshas Vayayitzi is going to come, we're going to find out the whole Halach Yayelech that went on between Yankov Avinu and Lavan. About this year is Tavshin Samach, so hope Mashiach will come. So you've neared from Mashiach alone. So have a very nice Shabbos, and you should know that this Shabbos is Shabbos Mavach and Kislev. The bench them chaydish kislev is a meiridik a chaydish, the chaydish of oira, the chaydish of Chanukah. Kislev is different than any other chaydish which has a yamtiv, because kislev, the whole chaydish is the yamtiv. It says in Zayah that there are 24 days in kislev connected to 24 oisias of Baruch Shem Kved Malchusay. And then comes Chaf Hei Kislev, Chaf Hei, connected to Chaf Hei Aisyas of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that's what the whole Kislev is. Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Husay, Liyaylam Vod. So it's a Meiradik HaChaydash, a Chaydash of Lichtakait, a Chaydash, when Torah had a Netzachin, when the Lovans and the Psuels had a big Mapola, and the Torah came out strong, and the Chashmonaim and Klal Yisrael and the Eiske Seresecha came out with the big Yeshua with flying colors. Lamkeso Asit and Chua Gedayla Forkin Kayimaze. It's a chaydish that we have to be mechazik and Torah, a chaydish that Klal Yisrael needs a lot of schusim now. Provide schusim. Manufacture schusim, learn Torah, do mitzvahs, give tzedakah, do everything that can make a nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, because Klal Yisrael needs it. And Rebbe should help. We should kislev atachis galus oirei shemelech haMashiach. That's what it says in Ordo Sfarim, that in the Chanukah licht there's the beginning of the Ha'ore of the light of Oirei Shemelech HaMashiach. The Rebbe should help. We should be zeicha to that, to the full Oirei Shemelech HaMashiach. Taki b'mheira. A good Shabbos.